My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
I'm Jeff Phelps, Andy Baskin out today, Dan Menigan in today. We just heard from Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. I love listening to that guy. He's fun. He sat down with us when we were out at training camp last year and had a wonderful time talking to him. I just love the fact that the Browns have a guy at that level of the defense now who has been an impactful guy. And maybe in the past it was defensive scheme because they maybe didn't want that. I don't know. But Jim Schwartz wants it. He gave JOK the chance. JOK responded. JOK gets paid.
The way that dude knifes through a line of scrimmage to stop the run.
Yeah, it's really is good.
Just awesome.
20 tackles for loss last year.
Just awesome. And it felt like when you needed it, I could, you know, you have it burnt in your head. Jim Donovan, you know, such and such takes the snap, hands it off to so-and-so, J-O-K! You know, the great Jim Donovan sound of it that
Jim,
he
if
does
you, if you
so
heard,
well. And
if,
I'm so
if
sorry,
If you heard
Jimmy.
That was not indicative of your fine work.
It's meant to be complimentary, not a guy who may have strained a vocal cord. Just like, you know, you can hear that in your head, though, of Jimmy saying that because it was such an impactful thing that would take place in those moments.
And think about this. You know, tackles for loss, he had 20 of them. He had 3.5 sacks. So he's making the plays that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Where he's knifing through the offensive line and making plays in the running game.
And it was almost like having that second line of, that second wave of pressure that would come your way with JOK in there, too. Sorry to cut you off.
No, I cut you off first.
So
your turn to cut me off again. Go.
Well, then we're even. I love the fact that they did that because it also means they want to invest in their core of guys and they want to invest in the future and they see their window of contention being at least 3 years.
You know what else I think? I'm not completely cemented into this thought, but I think continuity on defense is even more critical than continuity on offense. And I'm not completely locked in on that thought, but man, when a defense knows what the other guy is going to do and where he's going to be and who he's going to be covering, it just seems to me that having that continuity on the defensive side of the ball is just critical. And it's especially critical when you have the continuity of the guys who are your top players. So Myles Garrett is here. Dalvin Tomlinson is here. JOK is now here. Denzel Ward. They're locked in contractually.
Our buddy Robert Mays had a really good point on his podcast, The Athletic Football Show, and we probably owe Robert a text. We haven't had him on in a hot minute. But he made a really good point, which is that year one is about establishing a defensive identity. Year one is about establishing a defensive personality that comes mm-hmm. with it. And did we see that in year one with Jim Schwartz. I mean, the identity of this defense completely flipped on its head.
Well, it did.
It became so much, it became so much of a cohesive unit with a bunch of individuals who wanted to be better than the guy that was standing next to them. But more than anything, it was 20 guys that wanted nothing more than to show the other team how much better they were at their job than they were at theirs. And you saw that, and you saw that scheme, and you saw that personality, and you saw that culture involved there, and it was awesome. And Robert brought up a really good point where he goes, year two then is now all about building upon layers of year one and being able to build upon those ways to make things a little muddier for the offense, to not know exactly what you're doing on any given possession, to not know that you're going to be playing man defense every single time, that can mix that up so that you don't totally get it. And so what you're saying about Jeremiah Owusu-Koamara in year two fits that idea like a dream of getting that core together and getting that philosophy in there, because now you're building upon layers because that foundation has been set. And boy, that foundation looks strong, and it looks strong for years to come as well. Not only with the talent that's there, but with the culture and the personality that's been in flow and really, really supported.
Well, and think of it this way. Miles has 3 years left. Denzel Ward has 4 years left on his contract. He just signed up JOK for a 3-year extension. Dalvin Tomlinson has 3 years left on his deal. Za'Darius has a couple of years. Now they can get out of these and cut these guys if they want to do that, but you don't want to do that. 2 years each for Newsom and Oba Okoronkwo. That's terrific. Thornhill has 2 years. Delpit has 3 years. I mean, they've locked this defense up, and I really like that. And we'll see how it progresses. They can still make moves, but they have these guys there, and if they want them, Shelby Harris has 2 years left. They're going to be, Jordan Hicks as well, they're going to be together and able to hopefully build a big, big, big-time defense. One of the great offensive coaches in NFL history is Mike Martz, and he has joined us on a regular basis over the last couple of years. He writes with the 33rd team and does a lot of other things with a great website, the 33rd team. Coach Martz next, right here on Baskin and Phelps.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.